Lamedvavim Ralef. Kimcha dechiti. Wheat flour. Rashi learns that it's talking about regular flour. Ochel kemach chitin kemoshehi. You eat flour. Eat wheat flour the way that it is. Tosa says that wheat flour the way it is isn't fit for eating. You can't make an adom on regular flour. You can only make a shahakal. It's not the normal way of eating. It's talking about what's it called? Flour that's been dried in an oven. And it's like some kind of flour they make from shibola shuo, which is kvacher, oats. And they dry it in a thing. That kind of flour is more, it's processed already, and it's edible. That's the machlokas in Rashi and Tosus. We're talking here about regular flour. Regular flour, Tosus holds, no matter what you make a shako, or it's talking about, what's it called, Rashi learns that this Gemara is discussing regular flour. Rabbi Yehuda Omar Bori Pri Adama. Rabbi Yehuda says you make a Bori Pri Adama because it hasn't changed in any way yet for the good, like they pass. You don't make a special bracha, and it hasn't changed to be a different bracha than Bori Pri Adama. Like the fact that it's what's it called, crushed up, right? The chitim are crushed up, does not affect the fact that that it's an Adama. If you have, let's say, applesauce or something like that, you make things very chopped and very coarse, very fine, so that doesn't affect the bracha. Right? If the only reason you can't see what it was is because it's chopped very fine, but it hasn't been changed at all, like flour, then you make the regular bracha, just because of that. Rav Nachman Amar Shakol Nei Bedvaro. Rav Nachman says, no, since that's not the normal way of eating either wheat or eating bread. It's the in-between stage. The in-between stage loses the bracha of Bori Pri Adama, and it doesn't yet get the bracha of Hamotzi Lechem in Haaretz. Then you only make a shahakov. Omer le Rav of Nachman, lo slif lo galei to Rav Yehuda. So Rav says to Rav Nachman, right, don't argue on Rav Yehuda. The Rav Yochanan and Shmuel kai mikavah say, because Rav Yochanan and Shmuel hold like him, that it's Bori Pri Adama. Okay? The Omer of Yehuda, Omer Shmuel, the Chain Omer of Yitzchak, Omer of Yochanan, Shemin Zayis Mevorchen Alav Bori Pri Ha'etz. Amo Acho Gav the Ishtini, the Milsei Koi. Right? What's it called? On olive oil, you make a Bori Pri Ha'etz. Meaning, even though there's been a change, it's changed its state, but Lamaisa doesn't change its bracha. Same thing over here. It changed its state. It's no longer grains, right? But even though it's not grain anymore, it's a new state. The flour still retains the same bracha as before. Achinami, afagav the ishni, the milsei koi. Same thing over here. Even though it's been changed, but Lamaisa remains with the same bracha. Samara says, midami, hasam lesle iluya achrina. Over there by the Shemen Zayas, it's changed to its final state. Right? You've changed it. And that's what you're supposed to change it to. And now it's in its final state of change of being from olives to olive oil. There's nothing more to do to it. Hacha isle luyachrin of a pass. Here it's an intermediate stage. It's not exactly what's it called wheat. It's not yet, though, its final process of bread. It's changed in an intermediate stage. So because it's only an intermediate stage and there's still another stage to go to change it, to make it its what it's normally supposed to be changed in for the good, right, you'll make only a shakel. Where it says, V'chi isle iluya achrina loma vorchen olea bori pri adama, right, and when there's what's it called, another stage to go to processing, and it's been changed by one stage of the processing, but it hasn't yet gotten to the final stage of processing, you don't make the original bracha, you don't make Bori Pri Adama, Ela Shahako, Vahom Rav Zeiro, Omer Rav Masna, Omer Shmuel, Akora Chaya, the Kimcha Desari, Mevorchim Alayim Shakol Ni B'dvaro. On a raw pumpkin, gourd, right, which is normally eaten, not raw, but it's normally cooked. So since you're eating it in an abnormal way, so you only make a Shahako. And kimcha desari is barley flour. Okay? On that you make a shahakal. My lav dechiti borei pri adam. It's only barley flour that you make a shahakol on. Because we'll see, barley flour is not normal to eat because it gives you worms. So, what's it called? Barley flour is what's it called, hasn't been changed for the good, changed for the bad, because it's not in the state where it's good to eat. So that you make a shakal. Mashma, what's it called, that chite, that if it would be wheat flour, which is okay to eat, wheat flour doesn't give you worms. So wheat flour, you make a bari pri adoma. Look, the chite no mishakal made a bari, right? On wheat, you also make a shakal. Asmar says, "Velishma ina dechite v'kol shein desari." If that's the case, then tell me, even by wheat flour you make a shahako, kol shekein, on barley flour, there's more reason not to make the regular bracha because of the worms. Right? Asmar says, "Iashmina dechite, havi amina honey mile dechite, avo desari lo levorech olei klal." Right? And I think, if it didn't tell me barley, that you make a shahako on it, I would think on barley you don't make any bracha. Wheat you make a shahako, but barley you don't make any bracha. Kamash Malon, that even on barley you make a shakal. And not that you make no bracha on barley. But on enochanami, on wheat, you also make a shakal. It's a klal for all flour. Flour is shakal. Why does it say barley flour? It should have said wheat flour. Because if it didn't say barley flour, I would think you don't make any bracha on it. Umigar mimelech v'zamis, right? Is barley flour worse than salt? And zamis is some kind of salt water that you make a bracha on it. Right? Is it worse than that? Right? Something, you're getting some enjoyment. Dishnan al hamelech v'al hazamis omer shakal nevedvara. On those things you make a shakal. Why in the world would I think that barley flour you don't make any bracha on? That I need to be told that barley flour you make a shakal, but it doesn't come to exclude wheat flour. Wheat flour you also make a shakal. Right? Why in the world would I think that you don't make any bracha on barley flour, that I have to be told that you make at least a shakal, right, not to exclude wheat? More svara, that there's no svara in the world to say you don't make a bracha on barley, right? And therefore, the reason it said barley, because only barley flour that you make a shako, but wheat flour you make a bari priyado. That's where Mara says, no. Sogadai techamina melech v'zamis ovid inish teshodi lepume. People sometimes eat salt, and they eat salt water. It's possible, right? No reason why not. It's not normally done, but it's done. Avo kimcha desari hold the kosha lekukiyani. But barley flour people don't put in their mouth because it's bad for worms. So I might think, therefore, since people don't eat that bechlal, that you don't make any bracha. Since you have hanah, and it's not something that damages you outright, right? Therefore, you have to make a bracha, at least shahako. But that's what the chiddush is. Therefore, it said kimcha desari, even flour of barley, you have to make at least a shahako. But all other flour also you make a shahako, right? And that's basically the halacha. The halacha is that on temach, you make a, you eat raw flour, you make a shahako. Okay, Rashi. Kimcha dechiti, ochel temach chitim kemoshehi. Bore pri ha'adoma, kishar koseis chitim. Just like you would be chewing chitim. Koseis means to chew. Just like you chew something whole without preparation. Chew something raw. Chewing something raw is called koses. So, kishar koses chitim, etanya lekamon bepirkin, shemavore bori pri adoma. If you eat grains of wheat, you make a adoma. The ishtini, begora. However, lo ishtini liyuya ma'alyasa. Since it's only, it's intermediate change. It's change. But it hasn't changed for the good, the best, the last process that it could change for, which is bread. It's only changed in the intermediate state. So that's already, it's not as good as wheat, it's not bread. So for that reason, its bracha goes down one level, which is shahakol. The mil sekoi, the havilik, kosei shchitim. And what's it called, Rav Yehuda holds no, it remains in its same, what's it called, level. Right? It hasn't yet changed completely for the good. On the other hand, it hasn't changed completely from being chitin, except the fact that it's crushed up, and therefore you make a adama. So Gemara says, no, hocha, but just like, and the Gemara says, brings a raya from Shem and Zayas. Shem and Zayas, even though it's been changed, it retains its original bracha. You make an eitz on Shem and Zayas with the qualifications we had yesterday. right, of when drinking Shemen Zai is okay, is healthy, okay? But what's it called? But Lamaisa, when you make the bracha on Shemen Zai is when it's mixed in with Anigram, and it's the main factor when you need it for refuah, then you make a Borei Pri Yoetz, even though it's changed. Same thing over here. Even though it's changed, the flour is changed from the wheat, he still maintains its original bracha. Mar says, no. Hacha lesle ilu yachrina. By Shemen Zayis, it's changed to its final processing of the oil. So now, even though it's changed, but it's changed to what it normally is supposed to be changed for, to be its final processing, then the bracha remains the same. Hilkach yotze mechlal pri ulechlal derech achiloso lo ba. No, hacha isle ilu yachrina. But over here, right, there is another stage in the process, bread. So here it's changed. It hasn't yet reached its final processing. It's only in the middle processing. Hilkach yotze mechlal pri. Therefore, it's not pri ha'adama anymore, because it's in the first process. It's changed once from what the pri ha'adama was from the kernels. But it hasn't come yet to the processing which is normally eaten as bread. So it's an intermediate stage. But the shemen immediately, as soon as you press it, comes to its final process, the oil. And that's the way you normally eat it, normally deal with it in oil. Olives are mostly used for their oil rather than eating. The ikr ha'pri l'kach neta'uhu hilkach prihu. And the main purpose why the olives are planted is for the oil, not for eating the olives. So therefore, what's it called? The oil is considered the ikr of the pri. So you make a bori pri yoetz on the oil. But over here, it's different. Here, the main reason they plant wheat is not for flour, not to eat flour. It's to wait till you get to the final stage of the bread. For that, they made a special bracha. The regular bracha, therefore, is when you eat the kernels of the grain themselves. But where it's changed, and it hasn't yet changed completely, and that's not the normal reason what it was planted for, what to people to eat the flour, you only make a shahakol. My lab, mida omer sari, mechlal desvarele bechite bori pri adama dechashit. Then since it said that on barley flour you make a shahakol, it's mashma dafka barley flour. But wheat flour you make a bori pri adama. The Gemara says no. It really on all flour you make a shahakol. So why did it mention barley? To tell me that you have to make some bracha on it. That barley also you have to make a shahakol. Other flours understood that you make a shahakol. But this one I need a chiddush to tell me even barley flour you make a shahakol, because I would think you don't make any bracha. Gemara says, Migor nina v'zamis, v'hechi tesik adaitin, v'lo tiboy bracha. Where would I think that you don't need a bracha on barley flour? Why should that be different than every other thing that you have to make a bracha on, anything that you get enjoyment from? Zamis shalmira.
Somewhere it says here that it's some kind of, at the bottom here. We're with the bach, mira v'tzidai, mei melach, salt water. Zamis is salt water. So it's salt and salt water. Kukiani, toloim shibimeayim. There are worms in your stomach. And barley flour either gives you the worms or it feeds the worm. One of the two. It's not good for worms. Okay, not good for you. Good for the worms. Okay.
The islehano bachila. Kora rach shel dekel. Okay, rach is kora. It's not a pumpkin. It's a it's the soft layer of bark around a palm tree, right? Shanofa gedelim b'choshana v'shana, kederech kol ha'ilanos, hanosa b'shana zu rach, v'shana shniya miskashe v'nasa eitz. Okay, I don't know exactly what it is. I've seen a palm tree that has this thing. It's like a mat. I know some palm trees have this, like this matting around it. Then eventually it becomes part of the bark. So the first year it's produced, it's a soft thing, and you eat it. You can eat it. When it comes hard, like bark, you can't eat it anymore. So the mice, they don't plant palm trees to eat from the bark. They plant palm trees to eat from the fruit of the dates. So therefore, you only make a shahakol on Korah, right? So Rashi is going on what's it called on the. Oh no, we didn't get it yet. We went further. Korah is what I said before. Korah is what's it called? Is a pumpkin. A pumpkin that you eat raw. Normally it's eaten cooked, eat it raw, you make only a shahak. Okay, we didn't get it yet. This is cola. Let's go on. Okay, the maisa, let's just, halacha wise, we said, Tosa says that the shaila over here is only on kemach mu'ubad, right? If it's a certain processed flour, where it's at least something that people, toasted flour, whatever the people normally eat, Rashi holds going on all flour, that's just possible you can make a adama. The maisa of psak in the Shulchan Aruch is that on all flour you make a shahakal. Eat any kind of flour, sorim, chitim, processed, not processed, we only make a shahakal on flour.
Quaker people eat
that's not flour. That's mamish processed. That's not flour. That's baked already, completely. Okay. Okay, Korah. Okay, that's what I'm going to say. It's the next piece. Korah. Okay, so now we said already. Rashi says Korah is the soft membrane around the bark of a palm tree that grows every year, and the bark gets thicker, and the first year it's still soft, you could eat it. So, Rav Yehuda Omar, Bori Pri Adama. Rav Yehuda says that on Korah you make a Bori Pri Adama because that's a part of the tree that's edible. And Shmuel Omar Shakol Nibidvarim. And Shmuel says you only make a shahakol because that's not the reason the tree was planted. They don't plant palm trees that you should eat the matting. They plant palm trees that you eat the dates. So the pre of the palm tree, the pre ho'etz, is the tomorrow. Okay, and therefore it's not even an adama. It's a shahakol. Rav Yehuda Omar Bari Pri Adama Peru. That's the pre of the, what's it called, of the adama. This stuff grows directly from the ground. And it's a pre. Pre means this is the produce of the ground that you eat. So why can't you make a pre adama on the matting of the bark? Shmuel Omar Shakol Nivitvaro, Hoil the Sofa the Hapshos, since it's going to be, what's it called, hard in the end, right? It's going to harden up. It's not going to be edible at all. So this is a stage of something that's not that choshev for eating purposes, because eventually you're not going to be able to eat it at all. And therefore, since it's in a stage going to non-eating, it loses its chashivas and it's only shahakal. Omer le Shmuel Rav Yehuda, shinina. So Shmuel said to Rav Yehuda, shinina. Shinina means sharp one, right? It's a way of chavivus. Kavosach mistabra. Even though, what's it called? I argue with you. For the mice, I see that it makes sense, like you say. The hatznon, so full of hakshos, mevorachin olea, bori pri adama. I said that since this korah is going to harden up, therefore it loses its bracha, bori pri adama, gets a shako. I see that maybe I'm not so right. Because if you have radishes, if you leave them in the ground too long, they get hard, they're not edible. You have to pick them at a time when they're ripe, not when they get too hard. But if you leave them too long, they'll harden up and you won't be able to eat them b'chlal. And still, on radishes, you make a bori pri adama. You see, that doesn't lose its bracha just because it's going to get hard in the air. The lowi. And the truth is not like that. Right? Even though he said this to make Rav Yehuda, I guess, to feel good, right? But it's not true. Because there's a very big difference between radishes and what's it called in Korah. Why? Snow nati inchia daiti de pugla. Diklalo nati inchia daiti de Korah. Because there's another circumstance, there's another a factor over here. Right? What is this plant planted for? What do people have in mind when they plant this thing? What are they looking for? So by radishes, when they plant radishes, they're looking to eat the radish. Pugla is the radish, right? The radish itself. So when people plant radishes, even though they know that eventually it's going to get hard, but they have in mind to pick it before it gets hard so they can eat it. So that was the main intention why people plant radishes. Therefore, what's it called? It doesn't lose its bracha, even though later it's going to get hard, because that's not what people have in mind. They have in mind to pick it before it gets hard. So the fact that it's going to get hard later is out of the picture. That's not what people usually let it get hard. Now, she'en kein, when people plant palm trees, they don't plant it to take off the matting of the bark every year. The adarava, they're interested in that bark becoming hard. So normally they're going to leave it there to get hard. If somebody happens to pull it off the bark beforehand, that's not the reason people planted the tree. That's going against the reason they planted the tree. Therefore, that's not the pre-Hoadoma. This is not the fruit that people had in mind when they planted this tree. They intended it normally to become bark. So you're getting it in a state which is not the normal reason why this thing was planted. Therefore, the bracha changes and it's only shakel. The reason I'm being marich and all these things, because these are principles that we're going to be using throughout, right? Was it planted for that? Is that what people had in das for, right? Is it the regular, a normal way that people eat this thing? All of those are factors, whether the thing maintains its regular bracha or it goes down a bracha. Dikla lo nati inchi adaiti dekora. People don't plant palm trees to eat the bark before it gets hard. They normally have a mind to leave it get hard. Okay, now see Rashi. Snow sofa lahapshos. Shim eno tosho biito humiskashi cage. If you don't harvest it in its proper time and you leave it in the ground, it'll get hard as wood and it won't be edible. And still, you make a bari pri adoma on radishes when you eat them when they're edible. Adaiti de pugla lo achlo shurach ushmo pugla. When the radish is soft, the regular radish is called a pugla. When it gets hard, it gets called something else. I don't know what else. Okay, so lemaisa. So that's the rule that we're saying now. Something that was not planted for the usage that you're doing, not for the thing you're eating, you don't make the regular bracha. It goes down one bracha. If it's originally adama, it goes down to shahakul. Okay. Where it says now, the chol heiche delo nati inshi adaiti dehochi lo mevarchin erolei? You're going to tell me when the tree was not planted mainly for this fruit, but that kind of fruit. Fruit here doesn't mean a fruit. It means produce of the tree. Right? That produce of the tree, right, is not the main reason you planted it. But it's an edible part of the tree that you don't make a shakel? You don't make the regular bracha, right? Lo mevarchin alei doesn't mean you don't make any bracha. You don't make the regular bracha on it, right? So now the Gemara says, no, v'hari tzlaf, I'll prove you to you that there are situations where things that are not the normal reason why people plant these trees, and still they maintain their regular bracha. You're eating parts of the tree that are not the reason for planting the tree, just like eating the bark, which is not the reason for planting the tree, but where it's edible, it maintains its regular bracha. So why by the Korah should it go down to Shahakol? It should remain Bari Pri Adama, like Rabbi Yehuda says. Bahari Tzlaf. Tzlaf is capers. I was looking at it. I almost had a picture of all the things that are mentioned over here. The Tzlaf has a lot of different kinds of things on it that are edible. There's the actual caper fruit itself. Then there's the caper fruit grows in a kind of peel, not a peel really, but a pod that surrounds it. It's also edible, right? But it's not the main fruit. And then there are also leaves, and there's flowers, right? You'll see it's all different kinds of things on the caper tree, and many of them are edible. But the main purpose you plant a caper tree is for the fruit, the capers. Okay, we'll get to it. The Harit Slav did not the inshi adaiti de pircha, right? People plant slav for the sake of the flower, which is the main fruit over here, and usnan, al mine natspa, and all different kinds of capers, all different kinds of things that grow on a caper tree, which is al ha'olim. The leaves, the al-ha-tmaros. The tmaros are not the main fruit. Tmaros are like on a hadas. On a hadas, there's like little berries that grow, okay? So here also on the caper tree, aside from the main fruit, there were little berries that grew on the branches also. Those berries weren't the main fruit, but they're edible. Omer Bari Pri Adama. And all of them make a Bari Pri Adama. The Alha Evyonos, the Alha Kafrisin, Omer Bari Pri Ha'eitz. And the Evyonos is the main fruit. The Kafrisin is the pod that that main fruit grows in. And that you say Bari Pri Ha'eitz. That's the Iker Pri. The other things are Tfelin, right? They're not the main fruit. The leaves and the, what's it called, and the, what's the other thing? The berries, right, are not the main fruit. Those taka, you make only a adama, but on the main fruit, because it goes down one bracha, but the main fruit is both the fruit itself and this pod that's around it. Okay? Omer of Nachum Bar Yitzchak, that's 1 second. So therefore, Lechora, what do we see over here? That, the kafrisin, right, which is the klipa around the thing, right, you make an eitz, and on the other things, you don't make a shahako, you make an adama. They're not pri, the part of the tree itself. So that would be similar to the korah. The korah is not the fruit of the tree, but it's part of the tree, right? And it's part of the tree that's edible. So on that, you make an adama. That part comes directly from the ground. It doesn't grow on the tree. It is the tree. Same thing over here. The leaves of the tree are not considered fruit of the tree. Then you make an eitz on it, but it's fruit of the ground. The leaves, right, they come directly from the ground. They're not growing on the tree. They're part of the tree. So all the things that are part of the tree, you make an adama on. Anything that's the fruit of the tree and its shell, you make an eitz on. But on nothing do you make a shahako. Right? So you see over here that, what's it called, that just like the korah. The korah is part of the tree that's edible, and you can't say that people plant this tree, right, for the sake of the leaves. They plant it for the sake of the fruit. And still, you make at least an adama on the leaves. So why don't you make an adama on the, what's it called, on the korah? Okay. Rashi, Rashi, till here. Slath, min eitz. Slath is a kind of tree, like we said, it's a caper tree. Adaita de pircha, shem pirio. Here, pircha doesn't mean a flower, it means that's the name of the fruit of the caper tree, it's called pircha. Mine nitzpa, slath. Nitzpa is slath, is his capers. Lefishik delin bokama mine achila korile mine. It's not different kinds of slath, it's the different kinds of things that grow on the slath. A lot of different kinds of things that are edible grow on this one tree. Tomorrow's besocho alim, on the in between the leaves, gedalin kemin tomorrow's ubolting ba'ala kamo ba'alim shel arava. He says by an arava, right? The, what's it called? I don't know what kind of tomorrow's grow on the those little brown things. I think in the by the aravas, little shoots that grow out. But it's more like the what's it called? The hadassim here for sure like that. So there's a called tomorrow's. I don't know if Rashi didn't mention it by Hadassim. Between the leaves themselves, little berries that grow. It's not a fruit to be eaten. That's not the reason people plant Hadassim. I don't even know if they're edible. But here, they're edible. These little berries that grow between the leaves. Evyonos, hu ha-pri. The Evyonos, that is the pri, which is we call before pircha. So pircha and evyonos are the same thing. The fruit of the caper fruit, is either called pircha or evyonos. Kafrisin, hu klipa gedola shesvivos hapri, it's a big pod. See, I'm saying why I'm not saying it's a peel. Ke'en klipa hagdela saviv that goes in dakin. If you ever saw how chestnuts grow. Right, people think that what's it called, chestnuts grow on the tree like we get them. That's not like that. There's a pod around them, like a real round, big, much bigger thing, like a globe. And they're inside. This is like the inside of the thing. It's like a coconut. Coconut also doesn't come like this hairy thing that you see in there. It's a big, what's called hairy thing around it. And you have to open that up, and then the coconut is like the seed inside. So these capers also had like a thick pod around the fruit, and you had to open this pod to get to the fruit. Nuts, a lot of nuts grow like that. They're in a pod, and the nut is inside. The nut's the seed inside the pod. So, and that pod is edible. By coconut, it's not edible. By what's it called? By chestnuts, I don't know. But by capers, it's edible. The pod that the caper fruit grows in is also edible. Okay. And that's a bori priho. It's part of the pri. We'll see in a second. That's the whole next sugya. Okay, so now the Gemara says, so now what's the difference between korah, between that matting on the palm tree, and the leaves on a, what's it called, on a caper tree? Why on the leaves you make a bori priho adama, on the matting you only make a shahakol? Omer of Nachman bar Yitzchok, slaf nati inchi adaiti deshusa, dikla lo nati inchi adaiti dekorah. Now, when people plant a caper tree, they have in mind that they're going to eat all these delicious things that grow on the tree. The leaves, the, what's it called, the berries, the fruit, and the pod. They have in mind all of them. And taking the leaves off the tree don't harm the tree. You're harvesting the tree. The more leaves will grow. It's not a problem. Right? So when they plant it, the main thing they plant it for is the fruit. But they also have in mind all these other things. Because all these other things don't harm the tree by taking them off. Right? More will grow, just like you take the fruit off the tree, more will grow. Okay? But people don't plant palm trees to take away the bark. Right? Taking away the bark when it's soft, right, harms the tree. Because then it doesn't have a hard bark. This bark is supposed to harden and the tree is supposed to get stronger. So when people plant palm trees, they don't have in mind to destroy the tree. Even though it's not destroying, but even to destroy it partially. But if somebody wants to eat from the thing before it becomes hard, that's not the chlal what people had in mind when they planted this tree. They're not interested in people coming around and grabbing the bark before it gets hard. So therefore, since it's not planted with that in mind, the bracha goes down to shahakol. Now the Gemara says, the Afal Gav, the Kal Se Shmuel Rav Yehuda, even though Shmuel praised Rav Yehuda and said, you know what, what you said, even though I argue on you, what you said makes sense, right? Halachos like Shmuel. He said it, you know, Rav Yehuda, but the Maaser Halachos like Shmuel, that people don't plant palm trees to eat the bark, and therefore it's only Shahakol. Rashi. Slaf Nati Inshi Adaiti Deshusa. Lechol Es Ha'alim. Right? People have in mind when they plant the tzlaf that they're going to eat the leaves too. Not the main thing, but they have in mind too. That's also part of the edible part of the tree. The esatmaros and the berries. She'enu mematim esha'ilim b'kach. Because they don't hurt the tree. They don't take away from the tree with that. That's harvesting the tree. Right? Those things are made to grow again. Dikla lo natin she'adaiti lecho esakora. She'ha'ochlo memayit anfei ha'ilim. Because lemaisa, if you take off the korah, you are making it that it won't have any more branches. The bark is going to be weaker, and it's not going to produce more branches. So you're hurting the tree. So no one has in mind that as long as the bark is soft, we're going to eat it. You have in mind that you're going to leave it get hard, because that's how you promote the tree. Okay, let's start the next thing. Omer Rav Yehuda Amar Rav, slaf shel or lo bechutz lo oretz. Okay, now we have another problem with sloth. So let's spend the next almost a minute on this sloth. Okay, that's why I wish I had a picture. I'm trying. I have it, but my svarim are not.
Everyone grown outside my house.
What?
Everyone grown outside my
house. We have a sloth.
But I can't get rid of it.
Yeah. Oh, bring it in. In any case, now we're going to discuss sloth legabi orla. Like orla. The halacha is that the fruit of a tree has orla, okay? But not the other parts of the tree, we'll see, okay? So in order for something to have orla, it has to be fruit. Okay, so what is considered fruit should have a connection between what's orla and what make a bori priha eitza. Okay, we'll see that it's not, in the end, the Gemara is not necessarily correlated, but right now the Gemara thinks that they go together. So Omer Rav Yehuda Amar Rav, Slaf shel orla b'chutz la'aretz, zorek esu evyonos, v'ochel es ha'kafrisin. Okay. Now, in chutz la'aretz, orla is either only durabonon, or it's a halacha l'moshi misinai, But the halacha of Moshe Sinai includes that you go 100% lekula. Right? Everything you're makel in order to lechutz laretz. Either because it's only rabbinic, or even if it's from the Torah, it's a special halacha of Moshe Sinai that suffic orla, any doubt in orla and chutz laretz, you go lekula. Okay? So, in chutz laretz, you throw away the avionos, which is the main pri, because that, the orla applies to the pri, and that's the pri. But you're allowed to eat the kafrisin, even the pod, because the pod is not considered the fruit. And therefore, the orla doesn't apply to it. That's not the fruit of this tree. And it says, the orla so espirio. The orla applies to the pri. The kafrisin are not the pri. They're the pod. That's not the pri. Gemara says, the main were the avionos peri, the kafrisin la peri. That seems to imply that the avionos, the fruit itself, that's the only fruit of this tree, and the pod around that fruit is not called pri. That's like leaves. That's like branches. That orla doesn't apply to. For aminu, aminu nitzpa, alho olin vi ala tmoros, omer bri pri adoma, vi alho avionos vi ala kafrisin omer bri pri oeits. Right, the Chora, we just had a brisa that says that on the different kinds of things that grow on a caper tree, on the leaves, on the berries, you make an adama. But on the fruit itself and the pod that it grows in, you make a bori pri ha'etz. That would seem to imply that the pod is pri ha'etz. If it's pri ha'etz, then orla should apply to it. So even in chutz la'aretz, it's for sure orla. Why are you allowed to eat it? Who the Omar Krabi Akiva? Now, this, what's it called? that which Rabbi Yehuda said in the name of Rav goes according to Rabbi Akiva. Tisnan, Rabbi Lezer Omer, Tzlath Misaser, Tmoros, the Evyonos, the Kafrisin, right? Rabbi Lezer says that you take Miser on the following parts of a Tzlath, the berries, the fruit, and the pod. All of them, you have to take Miser. They're all edible for human beings, and Miser has to come from all of them. Rabbi Akiva Omer, Ein Misasr El Avionos Bilvad, M'nei Shehu Pri. No, the other parts are not considered fruit of that tree. You don't have to take Miser from them. And the only part you have to take Miser is the actual fruit itself. So, V'nei Mahalocha Rabbi Akiva, let him say the halachas of Rabbi Akiva. Right, why does he say, why did it say, Omer Avihud Omer Shemuel, Omer Avihud Omer Rav, Slav Shalor Lovachut Shalor Zorikis Avionos. That's not the pri, right? The Ba'ochel Sakov, you can eat the Kafrisin, that's not the pri, only the Avionos is the pri. Why don't you just say that? Halacha Zorik Vekiva. That the only pri that you have to take Miser, and therefore the only thing that's really considered the ikar of this tree, is the Avionos, and nothing else. Right? So just tell me the Halacha Zorik Vekiva. I have to say a new halacha for it. I might think it's even in Eretz Yisrael. It's not because there's a doubt whether it's a fruit or not. It's for sure not the fruit. Therefore, even in Eretz Yisrael, you're allowed to eat that. Kamash Malon, Kolam Mekel, Ba'aretz, Halacha Kamoso B'chutz La'aretz. Right? The halacha is not like Rabbi Akiva. It's saying like this, that Rabbi Akiva holds even in Eretz Yisrael. This is not the fruit. I hold, says Rav, or Rabbi Yehuda in the name of Rav, that we're not sure if this is the fruit or not. I'm not sure if the halachas are Rabbi Akiva or the halachas are Rabbi Lezer. It may be that, what's it called, that this is the fruit. Maybe it's not. So in chutz la'aretz, the halachas like the mako. That's not considered fruit. And therefore, what's it called, there's no orla. Mashen ken in Eretz Yisrael, there you have to go to chumrah. So if I would say the halachas are Rabbi Akiva, I would say that we've established for sure that this is not fruit. Therefore, what's it called, the halachas like him even in Eretz Yisrael. The mashmalah, no, I'm not telling you the halachas of Rabbi Akiva. I'm telling you that in chutz la'aretz, you can be somech on Rabbi Akiva, the kula. But the halach is not like Rabbi Akiva, and in Eretz Yisrael, you have to be machmer. What's it called? Aval ba'aretz lo. Okay, Rashi. Orla b'chutz la'aretz, midivrei sofrim. Rashi holds that it's only midirabbanan. The cholam mekel ba'aretz, ba'orla, halacha kamoso b'chutz la'aretz. Whoever's mekel in Orla, in Eretz Yisrael, the halacha is like him in chutz la'aretz. The kivan the einam in ha'torah, halach achra mekel. Since it's not from the Torah, you go after the mekel. And we said, even those who hold that Orla in chutz la'aretz is min ha'torah, mi halacha l'moshe misinai, but that halacha l'moshe misinai came along with a caveat that it's what's it called, it's soft, every sofik is mutter. Sofik oral is mutter. Gabi Meiser, the Hodder Rabbi Akiva, the Gabi Meiser, no, this is a new piece.